This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
A lot for us, so it's always a treat to hear what he narrated. And this hadith, obviously within the theme of understanding iman, we have maybe two more, and then we'll be done. Sunday I'll finish, inshallah, and then Monday we'll start something new. And I still think it's something that I could probably go on for another couple of weeks, and I really do think it's a concept that's worthy of your contemplation, reflection, and thought process, because there's nothing more important, wallahu a'lam, than comprehending what iman actually is, what it actually is, what it was to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala meant by the word when he used it in the Quran, and what we're supposed to be doing with it instead of maybe what we inherited. And sometimes we inherit concepts that are much less detailed or much less meaningful or profound than what they actually are, which I hope I was able to convey to you through these hadith about iman. But this is what he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, beautiful hadith, qala, ذَاقَ طَعْمَ الْإِيمَانِ مَنْ رَضِيَ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَ وَبِمُحَمَّدِ الرَّسُولِ. That's what he said, alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ذَاقَ طَعْمَ الْإِيمَانِ, the one who performs what's coming next, or this person actually can taste the sweet nectar of iman. Who is it? It's the person who, we talked about love before. This one is a little bit different. This is rida. Rida, which is full acceptance, wholehearted recognition and acceptance, submission, just no problem. You've accepted something into yourself. You've accepted it. You don't fight it. You don't have any problems with it. You don't have any doubt in it. You're not struggling with it. It's just something that you've welcomed into your heart and you have full acceptance of it. A beautiful thing to have, honestly. In many aspects of life, sometimes rida is actually a really important concept altogether. Like, to talk about rida, it needs its own little kind of segue to explain what it means. But anything that you come to that conclusion of in your life, anything, you deal with it better, you live with it, you're at peace with it. I know what I'm talking about because I get to deal with this every day. There are two types. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you, inshallah, and all that you love. Say ameen immediately. When I say something like that, I mean business. Yeah. There are two types of cancer patients. There are those who are in denial, and there are those who are at peace. They function very differently. Their outcomes are very different. Their experience is very, everything about them is so different. We know, walking in, as oncologists, we know what type of patient we're walking to speak in. People who are at peace with it, who've accepted this is what they've been, whether they believe in God or not. SubhanAllah. Just acceptance, just rida, allows them to deal with this way better than someone who continues to deny it, or continues to fight it, or struggle with it, or doesn't accept that this happened. If you truly want to enjoy iman, love it, taste it as if it's something that you can reach with your senses, because it's not really. But if you want to come to a point where you're almost sensing it, with your able to taste it, then have full acceptance. Be at complete peace with your Lord being Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with your deen being Islam, and with your prophet and role model being Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if you completely accepted that into your heart, then you'll enjoy this. And this journey will be fun and enjoyable. You'll love it. You'll love every moment of it. It won't bother you. No matter what happens to you in life, you'll be fine because you've accepted. You are my Lord, and this is my deen, and he is my Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I am good. Whatever you dish for me is fine because I that's what I've accepted to my life, and accepting that has allowed me to move forward. It's just a beautiful concept, and I think, and he didn't say a lot, al-Abbas radiallahu anhu, but he did give us this one, this gem, and I think it's worthy of our contemplation. يروي الإمام مسلم في صحيحه عن العباس بن عبد المطلب رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم ذاق طعم الإيمان من رضي بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد الرسول صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم سبحان الله بحمده لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين جزاكم الله خيرا بارك الله فيكم السلام عليكم